You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Art Smart from Who Arted, your guide to quick and easy art history. We're cutting through all that art world jargon that doesn't make sense to anyone, because art is for everyone. Welcome to Art Smart from Who Arted. Today we're going to be focusing on pop art. Pop art is probably one of my favorite movements in art history, but if I'm being honest, it took me a while to come around to it. When I first saw pop art images of Mickey Mouse, Marilyn Monroe, Campbell's Soup, I thought the artists had completely run out of ideas and were reduced to simply pulling artwork from what they had laying around in their cabinets or what they saw in the news that day. I think the fact that it seems so ordinary makes it easy to neglect how bold and revolutionary it was. Pop artists were not the first to focus on the everyday, but they did take it to a new level. It was bolder and more aggressively stating that all art deserves to be viewed in a gallery context. It was breaking down the barriers between high art and low art, between high culture and common culture, saying that art is for everyone. Those little things we see and often look past, like the soup can in our cabinets, those things are the stuff of life. They're the result of hard work from various people we will likely never meet and whose names we will likely never know. But the soup can has more relevance in my life today than most, quote, important historical figures. The pop art movement came about in the 1950s, and it continued through the 20th century. I'd say it's still alive and well today, although it's evolving, and contemporary pop artists often combine aspects of different approaches. When I look at it in a historical lens, I would say that the roots of pop art came in the Dada movement, which embraced much more randomness and free associations. While a lot of modern art was very intellectually driven and based on rational ways of coming to understand the world or the artist's deep introspection, pop artists gravitated to the postmodern idea that there is no objective and universal understanding of the world. All of our ideas and perceptions are affected by personal experiences, cultural associations, the media framing, and so on. Pop art held up a mirror to the mass media and the mass-produced objects that defined popular culture. In doing so, it made art more accessible to everyone. While modern art may have made a lot of sense to snobs like me who have the luxury of time to sit around studying and, you know, talking about these esoteric theories, it was far removed from most people's experiences and understandings of art. By focusing on popular culture, and I don't mean popular in the sense that everyone likes it, but rather in the sense that it's well known, pop artists gave everyone a connection and an entry point for the discussion.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, if I were curating a collection to help you look and get a better understanding for the pop art movement, here would be my top five. I would say that Look Mickey is not only important because it is Roy Lichtenstein's first foray into this style that would define his career. I would also say it is a good painting in and of itself, on its own merits, and most importantly, it is one of the greatest so theirs in art history, as Roy Lichtenstein painted it just to prove to his son that he could make something every bit as good as the Disney illustrators. Of course, no understanding of the pop art movement would be complete without looking at the work of Andy Warhol. Love him or hate him, Andy Warhol was all over the scene. And while most people think of the soup cans and Marilyn Monroe, I think one of my absolute favorites is his Grevy Zebra print. It is one from a series he made for endangered species. I love it not only because it is like a bright, bold, multicolored zebra, which is just delightful and ironic that the black and white animal known for its lack of color gets that bright, bold pop art treatment. But I also like that it's an example of an artist who is using pop art and popular culture and his celebrity status to do some good, to raise awareness for the endangered species in the world of his day. One of my absolute favorite artists is Keith Haring. Keith Haring just brought this warmth, this bright positivity to all of his artwork. He used his work to create social change and do good in the world. And I think that is exemplified in his Best Buddies piece. There's something I find really beautiful about the way that he used these symbols of humans, not specific people, but reducing people to shapes that are recognizable in the connection and the emotion they convey. And I'm going to round out the list with two more sort of contemporary artists. The pop art movement, as I said, started in the 1950s, but it continues to stick with us today. Kaws is one of the better known artists on the scene today. Kaws, of course, starting off as a graffiti artist, he is really well known for his use of color in his work, and the Kaws album was a record-setting piece for him. In the discussion I had with Rebecca Potts-Aguirre, host of Teaching Artists Podcast, we discussed the Kaws album, but also The Things That Comfort, because they're just two great works by Kaws that show his mastery of the use of color in his paintings and screen prints. And finally, Burton Morris. Burton Morris is one of those artists whose name you might not know yet, but his work you probably have seen. His work I find really interesting because it is pop art that was also used as a decoration for pop culture. His work was seen in millions of households as it was often featured in the background as set decoration for the television show Friends, which was a monster hit in the 1990s and continues to be very popular in syndication today. Art Smart is an Airwave Media podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a favor, leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. If you'd like to learn more, check out my other podcast, Who Arted, or go to the website artsmartpodcast.com for more free resources.